This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, time for our Talk Radio Review, a weekly event as we go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February the 12th to the 16th. I'm happy to introduce to you, by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Happy Hello. To introduce Mr. Evil himself, Darth Vader of radio, Joe Crummy. You know what happens when Richie, you'll appreciate it, Rich McFadden,
yes.
Who also... I get, you know, the the longer we've known each other, the more I appreciate our friendship. It's one of those things. How many people have someone in your life, you just call them on the phone, it's like picking up the conversation from the last conversation, which may have been a day ago, a week ago, or a month ago. So we don't, Richie
That's
always
what I
says,
hate about you.
So,
he calls you too much.
No, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like you guys are bored with each other. That's what it sounds like. Oh, didn't we just talk about this yesterday?
Number 10.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, when I did a little research on evil thoughts, and I came up when I entered into my search bar, I come up with Bible. And evil things from Satan and stuff. So I guess people are equating you with some sort of satanic movement, Joe Crummy. Evil Thoughts, that's his podcast. You can check it out, Evil Thoughts. It's not evilthoughts.com, but you just go to iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. And you figure it out, and bingo, there you go.
Put in the words crummy and evil, and it'll come right up.
Or just go Evil Thoughts Podcast, and it shows up. Okay. We do them 7 days a week, as you know.
Not to shortchange the talented Victoria Keelan, who's also here, to discuss the issues of the week, and we've had plenty of them. If I were to go through the stories, it's kind of pedantic, because the number one thing this week, I'm going to start and go backwards, is the Florida school shooting, and the number of things that are ancillary. Richie, I was on with James Whale for 40 minutes on his broadcast.
I can predict what that conversation sounded like with a British talk show and a British talk host wondering why in the world we have so many guns and shootings.
Well, you know what? I did this earlier. Victoria and I were talking on the air about comparing. There's no country like America. There just isn't. There's no other comparison in the world. People try to compare us to China and Russia, and no, it doesn't work. There's no comparison. But when it comes to social things, we are compared, in a way, by the rest of the world, to countries like England, countries in Europe, Japan, where they don't have the same culture. They don't have as many people. And so, is it legitimate or not legitimate? I don't know. We go around in circles with this. Do you realize, Joe and Richie, Victoria does, because we had these stats on the air, that every 60 hours, so far this year, every 60 hours, there's been a shootout someplace in our country since the beginning of January. Some of them aren't even reported anymore, because they're so commonplace. And we get to the gun stuff, and we do the same conversation over and over again. So there's a part of me that wants to have more conversation about this because it is the number one issue this week. But then where does the conversation go? It's cheap. Talk is cheap. Where's the action? I noticed at the rallies that have been held in Florida, which is a very pro-gun state, the rally, the people, adults and kids, all basically saying the same thing. Eliminate guns or chants that are similar to that. That's not going to happen. But what? You know, we keep having these conversations, and we basically end them the same way every time. What are we going to do? What's the new rule? What is it that what's-his-face has on Marr has on his show, what, New Rules or something? Isn't there a segment called New Rules? New rule. So what's the new rule when it comes to guns, gun control, or these sorts of things? Mental health issue, gun control, attitude, what do we do? Or do we just waste our time talking about it and wait for the next thing to happen? I leave it. I've said pretty much what I had to say.
You know what's really interesting? In 2017, Parkland, Florida was actually named the safest city in the whole state of Florida.
Yeah.
It's just how quickly things turn.
Well, Florida's got
to
step up
its butt. You get one event that was massive, obviously.
Yeah.
That doesn't change the landscape of the city. That meant one person did a horrible thing.
It's not
going to
have those statistics anymore now after 17 murders in one day.
But I guess my bigger picture here is that even though these things happen way too often, and this is just horrible to the nth degree, it doesn't mean that people are just walking down the street, guns a-blazing like in the Old West. It just means that we have these events.
That's a very interesting
comparison. You still walk down the street safely. All this stuff is so top of mind because these events are so terrible.
Think about where we came from. I can't tell you that I know. Oh, we all know the history. I was a history major in school, political science major, and you just said something that really brings it into focus. Look at the culture that we grew up in, not in our lives, but where our country came from. The use of guns and basically self-rule, which as we crossed the country, never, if you look at the history of other countries, there isn't the same kind of history because they're older and they didn't have the kind of weaponry. If you look at the history, though, of, you go back to Alexander the Great, or you go back even further than that, and the kind of things that are sometimes depicted, the cruelty, the horror of war when the English were fighting among themselves, civil wars and swords, beheading people, killing people. They do it by the thousands with almost weekly wars. And that was violence personified. You look at the Old West, and when there was no rule of law and people took law into their own hands and they'd shoot anybody that they didn't like, and that's the history of our country. Guns, more in our country than any other country in terms of historical perspective, have been part of our culture. So you grow up with that, and it becomes almost the face of the country, in a manner of speaking. And so I guess, what do you expect? And is there a way of changing it? Or is it just part of our DNA?
It's funny. This morning I saw on Facebook somebody was talking about how their child goes through shooter drills, active shooter drills in their school. And she's like, here I am at 2 a.m. in the morning thinking about my child going, yeah, we walk over, we put paper on the windows, and then we get in the corner and we surround ourselves with the chairs and all this stuff. And my reaction to that was, my parents used to have to get under their desks.
Yeah.
For
the Connell Rand alerts.
The Russians were going to nuke you.
Right.
Think about that thought going to bed at night.
Yeah.
We're going to get
the problem
nuked
is the Russians never
someday.
Nuked us. Gun violence
still,
is a very real thing that happens all the time.
But it was real to us, Victoria.
Right.
It was real to us.
It was real.
It was real to us.
I understand that. My mom has talked about that as well. But the fact is, these drills are not just drills anymore. This for guns, this happens all the time.
Yep.
And shouldn't we want the next generation? Shouldn't we want our kids to have better than
absolutely.
What our grandparents had?
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to be about.
But it's so unfortunate because it's not new. It's just different.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
Yep.
But it's, everybody pretends like this is something new. And as Doug was just going through, you look at history, there's violence, and it's just so, it's so sad.
I just thought about that, Richie, for the first time as we were going through that. It is our culture. It's our history.
It's not our culture. It's humanity.
Can I give you some statistics? I was looking up it yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Crime Prevention Research Center came out with these numbers here. Who do you think the number one country on the planet is mass shootings per capita? Just guess.
I'm guessing it's not us because you're making us guess.
Right. That's true. That's exactly right.
Per capita,
Right, per capita. Well, you got 340 million people in the United States. But I mean, who do you think per capita?
I'm going to go with something like Uzbekistan.
Yeah, it's Norway. That's weird. Who's number two? It's Serbia.
No,
Who's number three?
Norway?
France.
Norway? No.
Hold on, I'm shocked.
Guys, look, I mean, this is according to the Crime Prevention Research Center, so you can look them up and you can say, I don't believe them. Or, well, I mean, I'll be honest about it. I mean, I'm not trying to fake you out. I'm telling you who they are.
There was even
Let me give you the list. Listen to it. It's Norway. It's Serbia. It's France. At 0.347 mass shootings per million persons.
Right, so what?
Macedonia.
So
then it's
what?
Albania. Then it's Slovakia.
Okay,
then it's Switzerland.
Joe,
you think
so
about
what?
That. Then it's
so
Finland.
What?
Then it's Belgium. Oh, well, I'm just saying that
doesn't take
we
away.
Have a tendency to say that we're worse than everybody,
are,
and I'm not
we
sure
should
that's
be
true.
Better. We place ourselves in the position of being better. How is this? None of it's acceptable, even if there are more people killed per capita in Uzbekistan. I don't give a rat's butt.
Right.
I want this to stop here.
Well, I'm
so
not arguing
else
that. I'm just saying that there
it's
is
a good
that,
conversation
there are people.
Yeah.
No, I'm just telling you that there that when if you take a look, I mean, you were just talking about our culture and it's us and all these things.
I get that though, but Joe, that's the equivalent to me in my mind. Those statistics about other countries, that's the equivalent of people saying they're just going to prey on all this. Praying and statistics from other countries are not going to solve the problem.
Right, but I don't. That's not where I'm at. I just think it's an interesting thing that we get very hysterical at moments like this, and I understand that. And we
so why isn't James Whale, the British talk host, talking to somebody in Switzerland?
I'll tell him that the next time he calls me. Call somebody in Switzerland.
I don't know.
He says, when we get done on the air, Richie, he says, and you know him, he says, I'll be back to you soon. So the next time he calls me, I'm going to tell him,
call Norway.
In Switzerland.
Call Norway.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so it's something. It's a rude awakening.
You know, but, I mean, those are the stats.
Yeah.
Do with them what you want.
All right. It's the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder for those of you who are employers and you're looking for good employees. I'm going to send you to ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to hundreds of the web's leading job boards. If you have an idea in terms of your own future that doesn't include where you're working now and you want to change your reality, so post your credentials, your resume, your CV on one of the job boards, and by golly, ZipRecruiter will find you and match you with a company that's looking for someone who has your strengths, the things that make you good at what you do. You want to have a good job, you want to have a good opportunity, then ZipRecruiter is the matchmaker, if you will. They put their smart matching technology to work, notifying qualified candidates about your job opportunity within minutes of posting their job. This is fabulous stuff. And it's so different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates to find you. It finds them. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates in a day. And they do a lot of the work. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use them free. Free! ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review with Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. All right, let's move off of number one. Let's go back to the number 10 item, which is always a sports-related thing. The charts are from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, overviewing what's going on in talk radio programs around the country with hosts. And hosts have made a lot of noise this week, at least in sports talk radio, which is number 10. At least three people that are doing talk radio programs that I know of have been fired this week for consequential comments that are made in a politically charged arena, but even in a non-politically correct charged arena, these guys are meatheads. And in the case of the guy at KNBR in San Francisco, and I think the guys here in Boston at WEEI, yeah, come on. What the hell's the matter with you guys?
What did they do?
Thank you, Richie, for it. Now that I know that Richie wants me to get to the meat of this, and I'm sure a lot of people listening know, and some don't know, that there have been comments made about the people in the Olympics. Chloe, what's her last name?
Chloe Kim.
Kim. Yeah. So some guy said she was a nice piece of you know what. She's 17 years of age.
Yeah. And he went on to say he was waiting until she was 18.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What a moron.
That makes it okay.
That makes it fine. So then WEEI, which is the Red Sox and the Patriots. Right. So they have the quarterback, the best-known guy in football. Somebody on the air calls his kid a little pisser or pissant or something like that.
Yeah.
Something stupid.
His little five-year-old.
Right. Meanwhile, Tom Brady comes on the radio station every week to help them promote things, and he does a segment on this.
And, when Tom Brady addressed it on the air, he was just class personified the way he even said, you know, guys, I come on the show, and when you're talking about my child or any child, it's just, I don't really know what the future is going to hold.
It wasn't the guys that he talks to.
It was a different guy.
Guys in the morning,
and then he pretty much just said, "I'll have to call you back."
He's not calling him back. So then, with the radio station, there was some other incident there with another one of the players, or I don't know who the hell it was. There's so much of this stuff, so they shut the radio station down for the day to conduct sensitivity training for the people on the air. Meanwhile, the Red Sox say, you know what, I'm not sure we want to be on this station anymore. So there's a lot of money at stake here, and the management, this happens to be the management of this company, is the largest owner of sports talk radio stations in the country, and, you know, these guys have been...
It's a bad look for the Red Sox. I don't blame them for wanting to disassociate themselves with this station.
Yeah. What do you do when you shut down a radio station? What do you mean? You turn
you
it
got
off?
All recorded stuff on.
Oh, you recorded stuff.
The best of, sort of, I guess. I don't know what they.
Right. They should just shut it off for a day. That'd be
Super Bowl 12.
Yeah, right.
He's playing the one with Joe Namath in it, the Colts.
Super Bowl 12 brought to you by Sensitivity Training on WEI.
Isn't there an ESPN channel that has all the old basketball and football games?
There's all these classics. There's classic baseball, classic basketball, classic football.
Why does anybody want to watch that stuff?
I asked my husband, because just the other day...
Victoria's husband is in the sports radio business. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's a sports producer, and I said, what game is that? It was a football game. He said, oh, this is the 1989 Super Bowl. I said, what the heck are you doing?
Hey, watching that. Maybe it's like me listening to the Moldy Oldies on the radio. I don't know. Maybe that's
that's a lot better than watching the 1989 Super Bowl.
See how the game has changed over the years. I think that'd be interesting if I were your husband. I'd be into that.
The Olympics also big in conversation this week.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean the kid White, who broke his neck and he finished the... Did you see that? The kid who broke his neck?
Kid, yeah.
I don't recommend looking up the footage because it's pretty...
Oh, cool. My God. Unbelievable what some of these kids are doing. And that's, well, plenty of conversation. But
in today's automotive news, Toyota roll out three Toyota Racing Division, or TRD, Pro vehicles in Chicago, a 2019 Tundra TRD Pro, 2019 4Runner TRD Pro, and a 2019 Tacoma TRD Pro. Voodoo Blue is the new TRD Pro exclusive color. Unique TRD skid plates, and on the Tacoma TRD Pro, a cat's black exhaust. The 4Runner has black wheels, roof rack, and JBL audio system. To see more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final
final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Four at the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, talking about the big items in the News Talk Radio world. Every week we do this, our points of view on some of the big stories. Number 10 is sports action. Number 9 is that film that's out, The Black Panther, which is, at first a lot of people thought, and I think I was one of them, that it was about the Black Panthers. Hello. No, not about the Black Panthers. It looks like I'm not much on these movies.
A superhero movie.
Yeah, super.
I've never heard of the Black Panther.
Yes, I.
What
I
did
went
you
to
think
an
of it?
Screening last week. I went to an advanced screening.
And?
I think it's a good movie, but over at Disney. But I will say that it's going to be huge.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool because, you know, if you follow the Marvel Universe, Doug, and I'm only one step beyond you where that is concerned, that it's this fictional country in Africa called Wakanda.
Yeah.
And as opposed to what, you know, Trump was saying, I thought this was really interesting. You know, he was characterizing the African countries as a certain kind of place. Wakanda is really cool because it's this country in the middle of Africa that not only it looks on the outside like it's some, well, loser African country, but on the inside.
side. They have this secret city that's totally advanced, and they have flying cars and all kinds of stuff, and everybody's handsome and beautiful, and it's this, you know, really cool country in the midst of all of this stuff. So politically, I think there's an awful lot of political undercurrents in this film, and I think it's going to be really interesting. I think they're going to make a fortune on it.
So kind of like Wonder Woman, then.
150.
Yes.
We expected this weekend, when we get done with the weekend, it's a four-day weekend, so 150, 160 million is the...
I mean, they're going to do great. I'm sure that if you just watch the production on these films, though, this thing is internationally produced.
I saw the first one with Downey as Iron Man, and I actually thought it was okay, but I think I've become numb to all of the... They put them all together, and it just becomes a big mess of...
Well, if you're into it, you know, as the younger generation is really into it, they're really, and what they're saying is that the Marvel Studios had the contracts with, this is the way it was written this week, to a lot of the white, this is what they were saying, actors. And so now you've got this new film coming out because they need a sort of a next generation of Marvel superheroes.
Well, this guy's a good actor. He played Jackie Robinson in 42. That's the first time I saw him.
Yeah, that
I thought he was very good in that. Yeah, very good. So, anyway, so the Black Panther film is number 9. Number 8, the FBI focus. The FBI in general, what a mess. You know, whether it's China or Russia, or they got this guy, the shooter, he's been on their radar for a year, and they sit there with their thumb up their butt. They don't know, they don't do anything. It's a disgrace. All these alphabet agencies, the NRA, I'm sorry, the NRA, this is a furry slip, NSA. Well, and the FBI, the CIA, all the money that they have, the $36 billion in these black ops, they're not responsible to anybody. Time to shut them down or clean them up, one or the other. They're not serving anybody but themselves, it looks like, to me. Okay, we were talking a little about the Olympics. That's number 7. Stormy Daniels and her dimples.
Oh, boy. Doug loves her dimples. I think, actually, I've been saying this all week. Every time Doug says, "Oh, wow, she looks pretty good," I said, "Look closely. She's a younger Nancy Grace. They're like they could be sisters. Ugh. Look at her actual face. She looks like Nancy."
Is that sexist? Richard just went, "Ugh."
That's not sexist. That's so just a fact.
Stormy Daniels is the former porn star that alleges that her and Trump.
The addition to the story is that this week, because the lawyer, president's lawyer, said that he's the one who paid her and decided to pay her, she says that the deal that they had for confidentiality is done, so she's free to talk. You don't think that somebody's going to, like, NBC's going to wave $1 million in front of her to go on an interview show and tell her story to some...
She claims she's got a Lewinsky dress, too. She claims that they're sending it out for DNA. And you'd think after 10 years you would have had the thing laundered at least once, I hope.
See. Really?
Well, on Friday morning, there was another playmate in The New Yorker, Ronan Farrow
wrote about
that whole story. And so there's another one her story, she said she had a consensual affair for about 9 months with Trump. Right, Barron was a few months old. It was right before, I guess, he officially started running for office. And her story is very similar to Stormy Daniels. He stayed at the same bungalow at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and the same meal, and he likes to watch Shark Week, and everybody seems to have all the same experience with him. So
why
is it that we accept the fact that every president is a dirtbag?
Well, I'm not an Obama apologist, but I don't think you're going to find any of that with Obama.
And I don't think George W. was up to much. I think he loved his wife, too.
Yeah.
No, so Clinton, of course, Clinton was a dirtbag.
Kennedy.
Trump is obviously a dirtbag. But no, I think there are good men and who've been in that office, and I don't think that that's fair to say that about all of them.
I throw the
Eisenhower was like that.
Eisenhower only had one.
That was the one from Albany. That was the one.
The woman in England was the driver. Pat Summersby. Yeah. That was his.
I mean, you look back at Jefferson and I mean, I don't remember hearing anything about Lincoln.
No. Let me tell you, those wooden teeth were really, really hot.
From that
Wooden teeth were hot. Good for you, Joe.
I want to make out with you, man.
All right, number 4, the Russians interfering with elections. Are they? There was something that floated around this week, and Victoria, you'll have to refresh my memory. We talked about it on the DJV show, but I can't remember because there's so many of these things. But the latest incursion of the Russians, never mind the election here, but they messing around in other countries as well with the same kind of approach. Is
Why
that,
not?
Well, I suppose.
Why not?
If it works one place, let's
screw up another one. It is interesting that the White House actually addressed this, and the press secretary Sanders actually said, yes, you know, we're condemning this and we're officially saying that Russia did this, but yet they still won't say that Russia had anything to do with our election. It's just very weird. It's their fake news. It's like their standard line for everything, except now when it affects other countries, they're quick to condemn Russia for it.
Yeah. What's his face? Who's over? They can't figure it out on their own, but there is because, what do you call it? It's over there in hiding still. He's got another
Assange?
3 years.
Snowden.
Snowden, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard much from him lately.
Snowden is responsible for all this stuff. He's figured it out. In my mind, that's what's
well. Going. How do you get to live in Moscow as an American without any repercussions?
Have a payback.
Right.
Payback.
You don't get to do that, and I agree. I'm not 100% against Snowden. I think a lot of things I'm actually for that he did, but there's no way he can say he's got no ties to the Russian government, and yet he's allowed to just live there and not be hassled at all.
Yeah,
come
absolutely.
On.
And this is the new war, cyber war.
Yep.
And there are no battlefields where men are charging at each other with guns and tanks.
Are we spending $700 billion a year in the military? I mean, what kind of nonsense? What kind of pandering is that?
You still need to have the Mogadishu.
No question, Richie. But we have the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that's so endemic. I was on a plane with a guy who works for Raytheon, and he was telling me this week about how all their contracts are with the government. His job is to go buy used corporate jets and bring them into the government so that they can nobody even knows this. I don't know whether to shoot the guy after he told me the story. I mean, it must not have been that under wraps, but I never heard this story before. He buys small planes, used planes. They bring them to this guy's corporate headquarters in Tulsa or someplace, and they revamp them. There's 700 of these planes that they've revamped in case of a war. They use small planes to get around. And I said, how many of them are in use right now? And he said, none. But they spend billions.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so cool.
What they do. And we laugh about it, but you want to spend more.
We should house the homeless in them in the meantime. I think that'd be great. Why not?
Good God. All right, 43 past the hour. Let me talk to you a little bit about an opportunity you have to become much healthier. Krill Omega 50 Plus. You get a hold of these. There's a capsule that Purity Products has made that has krill oil and fish oil. You don't know what krill oil is. New on the market. This is a way to boost your joint comfort. The bursas, the sacs that are around your joints, whether it's your elbow or your shoulder or your knee, all of your joints have these little sacs. And what happens with the krill oil is it enhances them. This is a special kind of oil that's been discovered to help your joints be more comfortable and longer and stronger and all that stuff. So put that to the test in 7 days, along with fish oil, which is the omega-3s that everybody knows is supposed to be really good for you. CoQ10 gives you energy. Altogether fabulous. Big difference in your life. And you can get your first bottle free by going to there's a website that explains Purity Products, tells you the story. But if you call 800-355-1493, you can order your own bottle. Shipping, you pay a couple of bucks for that. You get the free bottle. Call now and get it. Try it. You'll feel the difference in 7 days. 800-355-1493. They know this at Purity Products. They give you the free bottle. You like it, you're going to buy every month, and there's a 30 capsules a month supply at 800-355-1493. Call now and order yours free. 800-355-1493. 93. Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles. Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at reputationdefender.com/Doug.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
All right, 47 after the hour, talk radio review with Rich and Joe and Victoria and Doug. We've been through mostly all of the things that are on the list except for immigration policy. I don't know how that's changed. Seems to have been diminutized, if you know. That's a word that I just made up, but I think de minimis and minimized, whatever, put them together. The discussion of immigration policy this week has been put on the back burner, mostly because of the Florida shooting, I suppose. I don't know there's anything really new there except
I have an evil thought about it.
Republicans have accused Chuck Schumer of being a turncoat. What do you have? What's your evil thought?
My evil thought is that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer don't want a deal on DACA, that it's much more a valuable political tool to run on it. You know, what else do they have? If they can run around and say,
they can put it off until 2018. Yeah.
Right, and they can run on it in the midterm.
Why? What do they run? How do they get ahead by running on?
By complaining about it and saying that Trump's evil and bad.
It's an urgent issue that we need to fix, and if you don't vote for us, it won't get fixed.
Vote for us, or
if they fix it now, they won't have it in November to run on.
That's why Mitch McConnell yesterday, I think, was saying they won't take yes for an answer. And I don't know if that's really true. I'm just saying that I just watch it every day, and I'm looking at it. And, you know, Trump is saying, well, whatever. But, I mean, I'm just going to put that out there.
All right. One of the names this week, Mike Pence, has been very controversial. What I know about him, he doesn't appeal to me. But apparently there's a lot more to his deep-seated thinking that is very disturbing to a lot of people when you get right down to the core of his beliefs. This is the impact of religion and how it sort of becomes a part of the thread of everything that he does, and how it comes across as being intolerant. Now, I don't know whether that's the news media trying to sway me and others. Go ahead.
He had stuff on his website during his last election before he became the vice president. When he was running in Indiana, he had stuff on his website that was about conversion therapy and things like that. He believed he's the parlance of pray the gay away. He believes that conversion therapy.
All right, thank you for your good job, Victoria and Joe and Richie. 10 before the hour.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Oh, a theme many people will hear this weekend for the first time. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with the theme music from The Black Panther, which will dominate the box office. I don't think you got to be a heavy lifter to figure that out. I think Chucker has predicted this will do 150, 160 million over the 4-day weekend. So, Chucker, you've seen it. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. Let me just prophesize this. 98% positive reviews, RottenTomatoes.com, tracking $180 million four-day President's Day weekend. Buzz is terrific. People are lining up to see it. I didn't like it.
Really?
No, I didn't. It's weird. You know, I hate saying that, but the movie, even in the first 5-minute opening scene, sort of threw me out of it emotionally.
Why?
And if I made a comparison to Wonder Woman, see, when I watch Wonder Woman or some other superhero movies that I really like Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy, the storytelling in Black Panther for me didn't work. I never was emotionally involved at all. Technically, the movie looks great. There's a lot of money on screen. Some of the casting's really good. Michael B. Jordan, who plays the villain, he's the guy who played Creed. I mean, not Creed. He played the young Creed. Yeah, and in Creed, I think he's really good in the film. The lead is good, but the hero itself to me is underwhelming. I didn't feel he was very heroic. I can't explain it. I didn't enjoy watching it.
All right, didn't like it for the same reasons I didn't like 1517 to Paris, or is it deeper than that?
No, it's deeper than that. I didn't connect with the character or the storytelling. And my wife and daughter had the same reaction. It was interesting. We booked it in our local theater that I'm on the board of directors. We had a big sold-out crowd of about 125 people. People applauded at the end, but I felt some people really liked it. And some people had the same feeling that I did. And I hate the fact that I didn't like it, because I really wanted to like it, and I was really hyped to enjoy it. I just was felt deflated, and I had really little enjoyment.
Just goes to show you when critics really like a movie, wait for the DVD.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
I'm
thinking now maybe I don't want to go see it. I've seen two.
No, I don't want to tell you not to see it. I'm probably in the minority on the enjoyment factor of the film. There's a reason, I guess, that 90% of the critics are raving about this film.
But I don't like CGI stuff. There's no act. I did like Wonder Woman because I think she's very likable as a person in real life, and I liked the way she played the role. I like Chris Pine and her relationship. I liked all of that, the story, a little bit hokey and with the CGI stuff, but that and I like the first Superman movie, the first couple of them, and then I found them to be nonsense. The first of the Iron Man movies with Downey I thought was pretty good.
Yep.
I'm expecting maybe this is cut out of that cloth. You're telling me no.
I mean, this is the 18th movie in the Marvel Universe. I liked most of them. I, for some reason, enjoy the DC characters better. I'm sort of a partial guy to Batman. I think Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy is...
See, I don't like Batman at all. I think they're so dark. Ugh, I don't like it at all.
I love the Batman ones.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
I like Wonder Woman. See, I love Wonder Woman.
That's the problem.
And I hate saying that I did not enjoy this movie, but I have to be, I have to go on the air.
Yeah,
and be
honest. Yeah, I want you to be honest.
It didn't work for me.
Racist.
Yeah, you're a racist.
Rich, stop.
All right.
Leave him alone.
All right, Chucker, what else are we going to see this weekend? What else
that's
is new?
That's pretty much it.
I thought there was another movie that was out this weekend. That was.
If there is, it's not in front of me to look at, so I don't know. I'm just fully focused on Black Panther this morning.
Yeah, that will be the story for the weekend. No question about that. All right, what other movie news have you got?
So pretty much all I have.
No.
Really? I unloaded the truck on Black Panther.
For the first time in history, Chucker is out, Richie, of things. I'm thinking about some other stuff, frankly, that is of value that you could go see if it wasn't for the Black Panther, things that are around. I'm not trying to dissuade people from seeing 1517 because a good story for those who like patriotism. It just isn't up to the standards of what Clint Eastwood usually does.
That movie worked for me. I like that. I actually enjoyed that journey of watching those people play themselves, and I really liked the ending.
I did too.
I was fine. I thought it was a decent watch. I know.
Richie, you'd like it for no other reason than the ending. And Victoria, you'd probably like it too. It's not over.
I got to go see Peter Rabbit with my daughter this weekend.
Oh, yeah. So
you can give me a thumbs up on that.
How's that doing? Isn't that a big deal? That is animated, or does a rabbit look like a real rabbit?
No,
like
it's animated.
Yeah,
it's not like Paddington Bear. You believe this is a real being in that movie? I thought it was. I saw.
Yeah, it'll
and I
be
want
good.
To see
all
the first Paddington.
They're fun.
Yeah. All right, Chucker. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Richie. Good thank you, Victoria.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.